RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Interstate Batteries offers a wide variety of batteries for your everyday needs. Stop into one of their thousands of retail locations and talk with a battery specialist about batteries for your truck, trail cameras, and even those weird batteries for your rangefinder. Interstate Batteries even offers cell phone repair in certain locations. For more information, visit interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
How many discounts does USAA auto insurance offer? Too many to say here. Multi-vehicle discount, safe driver discount, new vehicle discount, storage discount, legacy.
How many discounts will you stack up? Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/auto discounts. Restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we're going to be talking with Nate Thomas of the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast about the ATA show that happened last week, and we're going to get his thoughts on it. We're going to talk about the vibe of the show. We're going to talk about the new location in St. Louis. We're going to talk about some of the innovative products that he saw, some good at products, some bad products, some ugly products. He focused a lot on saddles. We talk about it's not thermal and it's not night vision, but a product that does something similar by the Buck Commanders. And I think it's mounted to a crossbow at this point. I'm sure down the line they can mount it to a gun or a rifle or something like that. But we talk about that. We talk about accessories for archery equipment, and I think that pretty much covers it. on this episode, I'm going to be doing a three-part series where I'm going to be talking to two other people who have attended that show. I, unfortunately, was unable to make it this year. My wife had to have surgery, kids events, just all this stuff that's going down. And I wanted to make sure I was home. But I'm glad I have people out there who like to come out on and talk to us about the show, talk to us about the products and the innovation and the technology that's there at that show. Before we do get into today's episode, though, I got to do a commercial with Code Blue Sense. Now, if you guys haven't heard me talk about Code Blue Sense, the best thing to do is go to their website, codebluesense.com, and take a look at all the products that they offer. Let's see, what do they got here? They got real and synthetic deer urines, and the quality control that they have with those scents is pretty much unmatched in the industry. If you go to a different hunting gear podcast, you're going to hear me and just Google or type in when you're searching for the hunting gear podcast, look for the one I did with Code Blue Sense. And what'll happen is you'll see the importance that quality plays, the role it plays, quality checks in their products, right? And so that's very important when you're talking about scents and containing the freshness of those scents. Real synthetic deer urines. They have the sprays that a lot of people find popular. You know, you spray it on your body. It's supposed to eliminate the scent. And my favorite product that they have is the Code Blue Ropidope Preorbital Gland scent. You hang it in a tree, you put the, you know, the gel on this blue rope, and the deer come in to investigate it. And so what do? I pair that with a quality trail camera. Sometimes it's a cell camera, sometimes it's not. And I get to see all these deer come through the area. And now I have inventory of all the deer, and this is both bucks and does. So if you're looking for some new products or want to mess around with mock scrapes this year, please go to codebluesense.com. And if you do decide to make a purchase, enter the code NFC20 for 20% off. So there's that. Let's get into today's episode all about the ATA. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we are joined by Nate Thomas of the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast. And Nate just got back from the ATA show, what was it, mid last week?
Friday. A couple days ago, yep.
Okay, so was it
we came home a day early.
Was it a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday deal this year? Or was it
It was Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, perfect.
We came home Friday night because weather got kind of rough here in Missouri. So we came home. Well, we were planning on it anyways, but we came home Friday.
Yeah, okay. All right, and so that's kind of what I want to talk about. I was unable to make the ATA show this year because of my wife had a surgery, and then we also had so many. Life is just crazy busy right now, and I put a couple other things above the ATA show this year. So I want to ask you, what did I miss?
Well, you missed seeing me, so there's that. actually it was a good time. This last year, I mean, you know, ATA, you can look at it two different ways. You know, you want to see some new cool stuff, you want to play with some stuff, and you want to talk to some folks that you either already work with or, you know, you got some relationships with. Mm-hmm. And with it being our second year there, I think we are a little more prepared than we were the first year as far as, you know, like how to get through everything. And so we had a really good time. I would call it a productive time at ATA. Mm-hmm. And got to see a lot of cool stuff. And I don't know if it was smaller than last year or not, honestly. The venue was so different that, it was less spread out this year than it was last year.
Yeah.
Which I kind of enjoyed.
Yeah. So the previous years, it's either been in Louisville, Kentucky at a really large convention center, or in Indianapolis, Indiana in a really large convention center. And so I'm guessing they shrunk it down into a smaller venue this year. which means that there's less space, meaning it's more compact, and it has a feel that it's not smaller when it probably is much smaller.
Yeah, I mean, I could, you know, everything was in the same room this time.
Yeah.
You know, room, yeah. Big ass room. But it was, for me, it was nice. I mean, you still walk your ass off for two straight days and, you know, but, I don't know. I felt like I saw some stuff there this year that wasn't there last year. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, it's funny as you go to ATA, and I was just telling you before we recorded, I didn't touch any compound bows. I played with a lever bow for bow fishing purposes.
Yeah.
But we actually didn't do anything with any, compounds. So busy playing with some other things. There were some really cool things there. Some things that are, I'm not going to make fun of, but are silly. but, anyway, it was a good time. We had a lot of time. We were able to take a friend of ours this year, who has been a big supporter of our show. And, you know, he got to go with us and, you know, see what it's like and got to meet some cool people while he was there. And, yeah. So it was fun. It was a good time. We had a fun time.
Yeah. And so throughout the years, you know, I'm going to kind of shift into, you know, the Archery Trade Association. So all things archery. And it seems to me that throughout, it's basic fact, like Matthews didn't have a booth there this year, did they? Nope.
Nope.
They didn't have a booth. Was Hoyt there this year?
They weren't.
Elite wasn't there?
Hoyt wasn't.
So the major players in the, was Bowtech there?
Yeah.
Okay, Bowtech was there. And so some of the major players in the space, in the compound world, just don't even come to that show anymore, right? And so this is kind of a two-part question. Was the presence of crossbows this year overwhelming compared to the amount of compound companies or even traditional companies that were there? And or was it more of a 50-50 split?
I would say it was 50-50. Yeah. I can think of two crossbow booths that I'm remembering right off the top of my head. And there was probably more than that. And if you're talking about, you know, Bowtech was there, PSE, Prime might've been there.
Yeah. They went, I think they were there last year for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there was another one. Yeah, there was a handful of bow companies and a handful of crossbow companies.
Yeah. Okay. Usually every time you go to the ATA show, there's like a vibe or, there's like conversations about, oh, have you seen this? Have you checked this out? This is cool. Have you seen that? Was there any type of vibe or product that had people kind of buzzing this year?
Yeah, there was this group of guys there called Missouri Woods and Water. I mean, I'm not everybody. We couldn't get through a row.
Everybody was talking about them.
I was flattered. You know,
did you have to sign some autographs? Was there a line?
Yeah, I had to sign some breasts and some asses, you know. No, I'm just kidding.
Did your wife know about that, dude?
If I told her that, she'd just call me a liar. She would be right. So, no, for us, the vibe was, well, so there was one vibe there.
Yeah.
And that was the Buck Commander guys coming in. They were coming in with this new thing called Buck Ops.
Okay.
That they were talking about and saw on their social media. We were walking through on Friday and all of a sudden we see this long ass line and we're like, what the hell is this for? And someone's like, oh, that's for the Buck Commander folks. That was a buzz. And for us, honestly, we really had fun looking at saddle stuff. Yeah. We can get into that if you want, but
what was this Buck Ops thing? This Buck Commander?
I don't even know what to call it. It's a crossbow scope. That it's not really night vision, I don't think, but it's made to take all the light in the environment and blow it up to the point that you can look at animals like it's daylight at 2 a.m.
Wow.
Just like And they had a booth there that they were using to show you. And so we looked at it, and it's legitimately, and we watched videos that they took. And I mean, it's legitimately like 2 a.m. and they're looking 800 yards away and you see these deer like it's 3 p.m.
Was it crystal clear?
I mean, it's not like high def looking at you face to face, but it don't look very rough to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wasn't looking at it from like a deer hunting perspective. I don't know how they're pitching it or how they're, you know, going to market it.
Yeah.
We didn't stand in the line to talk to them. So would have been cool to meet them, but I had stuff to do. So,
yeah.
And I don't know how they're going to market it, but we looked at it from a predator hunting standpoint.
I
like,
got
damn,
you. Yeah.
That would be nice. And, you know, they're like $600 compared to like $5,000 for a thermal.
Yeah.
So, but you can't put it on a rifle right now. So, yeah, I mean, that was a buzz, but for us, it was all saddle related. Yeah. Because there were so many cool saddle products, and we got into saddle hunting this year that I'm really, really excited for next season and the way I'm going to be hunting based on what I saw this year. But yeah. That was our buzz. We just really were. We wanted to see more than we did last year. Last year, we didn't get to everything, mm-hmm. and we didn't this year either. But we saw a lot of different things and put our hands on a lot of different products more than we did last year.
Yeah, okay. So basically what you're saying is if you want to shoot a deer before shooting light or after shooting light with a crossbow, this product is perfect for you.
Well, I think the marketing of it was like, you know, say, you know, you get the most out of your light.
Yeah.
We did not really do much homework on it. We didn't ask many questions.
I'll have to
We heard about this Buck Ops thing, so we stopped by and kind of played with it. I don't really know how they're going to market it or what it's going to be, you know, really for.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what it was. It was freaking crystal clear night vision, essentially.
Yeah. All right, so some of the big players in the saddle game, Latitude, we have Tethered, and then almost any tree stand company seems to be popping out with a saddle these days. What was the buzz around the saddle game?
So, I mean, every company had something new, right, and something really cool out. Wait. That was the buzz.
Weight reduction.
Ounces. Yeah.
Okay.
That was the buzz. And dude, there was one in particular one that I'm super excited to try out. And there was sticks that I actually, it's the Trophy Line. What the freaking hell is it called? It's going to be their new platform and sticks that'll come out this summer.
Carbon fiber.
Hyperlite. No. They're metal. Okay. It's not, there's, you know, scientific words that they use, but it's sticks that look like they would be heavy, right? They're stout sticks, double steps, stout sticks, but then they go to hand it to you. And I remember when they hand it to me and I go to grab it, I was preparing to grab, you know, a 2.5-pound stick or whatever, you know, 'cause it was metal. Weighs 17 freaking ounces.
For one stick?
One stick.
Okay.
Then the saddle, I don't know how much the saddle weighs itself. The platform that comes with it. They're called the Hyperlite now that I remember. So four sticks and the platform are going to be 6 pounds total. That is half the weight of what I currently run, which is already not heavy. Okay. So a guy like me is super cautiously excited about something like that, because if I can get even lighter with especially my platform, mm-hmm. I'm going to be pretty stoked.
Yeah.
And they're all like of a metal construction. So, you know, carbon, you know, almost has a plastic look to it, you'd say. These aren't carbon. There's no carbon anywhere on either of these items.
Yeah.
So we put a little story or whatever, a reel on our Instagram and Facebook when I checked it out. So it was pretty cool. We actually did a podcast with one of the guys at Trophy Line about it, among other things. But I'm excited about that.
It looks,
there's another company. Say what?
They look a lot like the ones the original one stick from Tethered.
It's gridded. It's gridded, basically metal. You know, holes punched out of it all the way up and down. No moving parts, essentially.
Oh wait,
at all?
No, it does not look like the one sticks. Okay, I was looking at something else. Yeah. This looks like it almost looks like it's molded out of like plastic or something. That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
but it's metal, Okay,
it's straight up metal, and they stack together on top of each other, so they don't do this. Oh, okay. They don't stair step as you're stacking them. Yeah. They're straight on top of each other.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then the platform's tiny as shit too, not tiny, light as shit too.
Yeah.
And it's about the same size as their trophy line has a platform now called the EDP.
Okay.
It's about that same footprint.
Okay.
And then there was another company, actually, that they don't sell a platform, but I have to give them some attaboys. I don't know if you've ever heard of Tree Sticks.
Tree Sticks.
Okay. It's a stick company. They have a, what's it called? New stick coming out. Can you see that?
I am looking at... I just Googled Tree Sticks, and it's just a whole bunch of...
It's STYX.
Okay.
Yeah. Tree STYX.
STYX.
And they got a stick coming out that looks like that.
STYX?
And what's cool about STYX, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they're currently in business or what right now. They're made in Michigan, but it's a carbon stick, all one-piece stick. They come in 17 or 20 inches, and what's cool is every single stick comes with an aider built in that pulls out the bottom.
Okay.
And that aider is the exact same width of the stick, so it doesn't teardrop or nothing like that. It's the same width. And if you don't want the aider, you just pull it up, and it's got this little tie-off.
And it's built,
I thought that was pretty.
It's built right into the tubing?
Into the stick tubing, yep.
Okay.
So if you can see this, see the aider at the bottom?
Yeah.
You just pull down. And if you don't want it, you pull up, and it goes out of the way.
Okay.
Every stick comes with those in them.
That's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet,
and they were like 15 ounces a piece. They were light as shit.
I'll tell you what, the reason I don't use aiders is because it's just extra stuff I have to carry in, usually.
And gets in my damn way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
I told the guy, I can't remember how much he told me they were going to sell these for, but, I think they come for sale in the summer also. Mm-hmm. But I told the guy, I'm like, dude, I might buy these. These are cool.
Yeah. So they're light as well.
He gave it to me, and it was like nothing. Yeah. Just like they didn't even hand you anything. And that was a 20-incher, which I'd probably buy the 17 because I'm a shorter guy. I don't really need to step higher than I need that I can. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're really freaking cool. And the aider was really interesting, a built-in aider.
Okay.
That might have been one of the most innovative products I saw there this weekend, was that Tree Sticks climbing stick.
Yeah, it's always something, you know, I don't want to say it's usually a product that's already in so climbing sticks have been around forever, right?
Sure.
But now you make a little change to them and you have a built-in aider. That's kind of the cool thing about, you know, like if you are a brand new type of technology or product, you have a big uphill climb. But if you can take something that people are already using and make it an adjustment like a built-in aider into a climbing stick, dude, that's pretty innovative, man.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365Copilot.
Your little one grew 3 inches overnight. Adorable. Also, expensive. Sell their pint-sized pieces on Depop and list them in minutes with no selling fees. Because somewhere... a dad refuses to pay full price for the clothes his kids will outgrow tomorrow. And he's ready to buy your son's entire wardrobe right now. Consider your future growth spurt budget secured. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste. Payment processing fees and boosting fees still apply. See website for details.
It is. And I'll tell you what, another thing I thought was pretty cool. It's not anything related to saddles, but we started using, so we already knew about it, but we started using a product this year, a scent control product called Synthief.
Okay.
And they were a big sponsor of ATA last year. So we went there last year. They gave us some free bottles
to try out. What is Synthief?
It's a scent control product. Well, it's not really a scent control product. Synthief is that company. I don't know if you heard about it a few years ago. They basically developed a product that is designed to relax the animal's ability to smell. So it's supposed to mess, and there's some scientific term for what's in their nose. I can't remember the name of it, but it's supposed to keep them from being able to smell what is in their nose. So it's blocking their ability to smell. Kind of think of it like nose jammer, mm-hmm. but they're not smelling it anymore because they can't. They actually got shut down by the ATF or somebody like that, whoever does that kind of crap, because they were worried about the ability of drug dogs to do their jobs anymore.
Mm-hmm. Same thing happened with Ozonix back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then ATF or whatever government damn agency made them introduce a smell to the product, because originally their product was scent free. Now they have to have a smell to it. So anyways, we started using it last year, and I tested it a few times, just like, I wonder if this actually freaking works. Like, can I sit downwind of a deer and it not know I'm there?
Yeah.
And so what my process is I would spray down with it, and then they have a little wafer that goes with you that you hang up in a tree, kind of like you would your Ozonix machine.
Yep.
And, dude, I had, like, I never had a mature buck downwind of me, but several young bucks and doe groups that would come downwind, and I had one doe group of four for almost a full hour walk straight in downwind of me, closer and closer and closer, and never spooked out on me.
Yeah.
So, long story short, our buddy goes with us this year, and Scent Thief has a example at their booth.
Okay.
So they've got this stink thing, this jar of stink ass, nasty smelling stuff.
Yep.
And they take a swab of it and they put it in a Ziploc bag, and then they have you smell it.
Okay.
So they put it in your nose and they make you smell it, and you're like, ugh,
gross.
Get that out of my damn nose.
Yep.
And then he takes that Scent Thief bottle and he sprays it twice into that bag, closes the bag, opens it back up real quick, and then he puts it in your nose again, and you can't freaking smell it anymore, dude. It's gone. The only thing you smell is the scent of the Scent Thief, whatever that scent may be. Because other people, like, I think it smells like menthol. Other people think it smells like cedar.
Yeah.
Some people think it smells like bubble gum, whatever. It's a really good demonstration of what that is designed to do.
Yeah.
So it's designed to make your, and whatever the hell your nose's sensory gland is, it's designed to relax it to the point that it's not picking up scent anymore. So it's not a scent cover, and it's not a scent, so what's those things you spray down, like, yeah, to stop you from smelling.
So it's not a scent. It doesn't eliminate scent. It doesn't eliminate bacteria or anything like that. But once the scent or whatever it is that this is gets into the deer's nose, it somehow alters the way that they smell, and they cannot smell anything anymore.
Essentially, that's the idea of the product, without me being a spokesman for them. But it's basically making it to where they can't smell you, and they can't smell a rat, and they can't smell anything else. They can't smell for that. As long as that is in their nose, they are not able to pick up what else is with it, because it's relaxed their opophilium or something like
It'd
that.
It'd be olfactory.
Olfactory, there you go. That's the design. So it's the only product in the scent space kind of designed to do that.
That's crazy.
You know, ozone is his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
there's all kinds of products that you can spray on yourself to stop you from smelling. But the problem with those, the way they explain it, is you would have to continuously spray yourself mm-hmm. with those products because yep. you're continuously emitting scent.
Yes.
So when you spray yourself with that product, yeah, it works. And then 20 seconds later, it's not.
Right.
Because you continue doing that. And, you know, nose jammer is designed to jam a deer's nose with other stuff, mm-hmm. including your scent, to hopefully overpower your scent yep. with other stuff.
Yep.
Whereas this is designed to stop the deer from smelling, period. That's what it is. And their demonstration at ATA is like probably one of the best demonstrations you can go to and actually see the damn thing work with yeah. your own nose.
Because
that's what's cool about theirs.
Usually someone says, here, spray this stuff on you. And I'm like, yeah, no thanks, man. You know, it's not right. like, because in the, I mean, that was the thing back in the day. Oh, got to get the 99.9% spray, right? All these different companies made it. You spray it on your body, you're supposed to be scent free. But nothing right. takes into consideration your breathing, you know, and all the scent that is emitted from your mouth and your nose, okay?
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff. And so then so it's just a spray though, right? Like it sprays over your body.
There's a spray on your body, yep. which they want you to reapply about every 45 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. So you would take it with you. Although if you have the wafer, which is drenched in the stuff, you really wouldn't need to spray yourself. I do both when I go hunting. Now I've got the wafer hanging up, whichever way my wind's blowing, pushing it that way. And then about every 45 minutes I spray myself. And, you know, it's only been one season of me using it. And here's the thing, like, there's people that say, I heard this in a podcast recently, actually, wish I could give him credit, but there's people that say, play the wind, scent control, stupid as shit. Mm-hmm. And then there's people that say, well, I'm going to use scent control products and I'll stop playing the wind. Both of those arguments are dumb.
Yes.
Why can't you do both?
Right.
I'm always going to hunt wind when I'm hunting a mature whitetail.
Yep.
You know, but why wouldn't I take advantage of something that might help me, whether that's Ozonix, Scent Thief,
yep.
Or whatever the hell else that you think works for you. Some people swear by nose jammer. Mm-hmm. I hate the smell of it, so I don't put it on, but I think you use nose jammer at times. Yeah, Micah uses
hunt.
It. I know.
Hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a candle store when I put it on, so I don't put it on. But, you know, like, why would you not try to take as many advantages as you can to give yourself as many legal advantages over the deer that's better than you at everything?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
And so that Scent Thief, man, I'm a believer mm-hmm. in until you take that smell test, you really will never understand, you know, what I'm saying, which is difficult for a company like them. But, dude, you go from smelling stink bait, making you want to gag, to putting your nose back in the exact same bag after two squirts and it doesn't smell anymore. I don't know how else they're supposed to explain that it
yeah.
works.
It's one of those. You know? It's another one of those products where you just got to test it out or try yeah. it or go do your own research on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. I'm going to definitely have to get a hold of those guys and have them on the podcast here.
It's pretty cool.
Outside of that, what else kind of caught your attention at the show?
So there was a lot of broadhead companies out. A few of them that obviously Wasp went and said hi to them for you, by yep. the way.
Okay.
Said hi all to right. your boys over there.
All right.
But there was a few other ones I thought were pretty cool. There's a new company. They were over in the innovation section, which okay. is we always try to make sure we go to. The innovation section is pretty nifty.
A lot of cool things.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but it's Tolu Broadhead Company.
Spell it.
Toulou.
Okay.
And they've got it's a prototype right now. They didn't even have the actual metal broadheads there. They had a bunch of like plastic ones to show you. But what's cool about it, I don't have it with me. It's a solid construction broadhead.
Okay. I'm seeing it right now.
And the broadhead is shaped so that it is like a vein on your veins on your arrow. Okay. So it's got a shape to it, designed to help your arrow fly, you know, the way it's meant to fly. That was pretty cool. Solid construction. They're a premium price. I think he said they're like $130 for three.
Oh boy.
That's not cheap.
Made in America, then, I take it.
Made in America. Another broadhead company that I thought was pretty cool that's also made in America. I think they're a newer company, is Rec Broadheads, R-E-K. What I kind of liked about them is they got a new one coming out now, but they got two broadheads and they're modular. So you can have the fixed broadhead, and then if you want to have a mechanical, they've got the same, the hell's the chisel tip?
Yep.
It's the same tip. So you can replace the blades of the mechanical and the fixed on their two flagship broadheads. And all you got to do is buy the extra blades instead of an entire new head. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
And made in America, and they hold up well in tests that I've watched. And they seem like really good guys over there too. So I like their stuff. And that Tolu, it's going to be expensive as shit, but it looked like a really cool broadhead. I'm excited to maybe see some tests done on those to see how they do.
Yeah.
Once they come out.
And are they made in America too? Looks like they are.
Yeah. Yep. Sure are.
Okay.
And then I got to give, hold on. So I'm going to do some joking here in a second.
Okay.
Cause there's one that makes me laugh, but there's another one in the innovation system section called bowrest.com.
Okay.
You're going to look it up and think this is dumb. Look it up real quick.
Okay. Bowrest. Bowrest.com.
Bowrest.com.
Bodacious?
No. Well, Bow Rest.
Yeah, that's what
B-O-W-R-E-S-T.
B-O-W-R-E-S-T.
Oh, yeah. Bodacious. You're right. Com. Yeah, you're right.
Yep. And so it forwards to this bodacious Bowrest.
Yeah,
all right.
That's right.
Tell me about the. Oh my God!
Do you see a picture of it?
It's literally it's a monopod that attaches to your bow.
It's a shooting stick.
Yeah, for your bow.
It's a shooting stick. We first walked up to that and we're like, "This is dumb," right? And then he starts talking to us and he shows us. He's like, "Okay, so you're stalking an elk up in the mountains and you're holding your bow forever, and you push the button and the stick drops to the ground and now you're fully solid." And that was kind of cool. Also, we do a lot of bow fishing now.
Yep.
And you're sitting there holding that damn bow for 15, 20 minutes at a time before you shoot. You just drop that bow rest out, and now all the weight of that bow is gone, and you're just standing there.
Yeah.
It's actually really, really cool.
Yeah, dude.
And you can carry your bow with it instead of, like, carrying your bow by the string and stuff now, too.
Yeah.
Which is nice. At first, I kind of thought it was silly, but then the more I played with it and, you know, I was drawing back and, you know, pretending like I was looking at an animal and I drop it down, you're no longer, like, swaying side to side because it's solid.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a learning curve with it, and I'm not sure I'll ever put it on a bow, but I kind of think they're onto something. That's a kind of cool invention or whatever you want to call it for them.
Yeah, I'll say this. It does look like it has functionality.
It does.
You know,
it really does.
Some of these companies will have a product and you're like, oh, we didn't know we needed that on our bow. You know what I mean? But this,
right.
I can see, especially in the spot and stalk world where you're hunting from the ground, like you said, elk, man, wouldn't it be nice to have a little bit more stability in your shot? But I can see the purists of bow hunting going, or, you know, archery going, this really isn't, at this point, it's something different, right? It's not necessarily true archery.
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3-alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Yeah. It's honestly another attachment, you know, that you can put all over your bow.
Yeah.
And, you know, once again, I'm not so sure. Oh, and it only weighs like, I don't remember what he said. It weighs next to nothing.
Yeah.
To put it on.
Yeah. Is this like a trigger or a ball that you squeeze?
There's a right on your where you put your hand, your front hand, your lead hand.
Yep.
There's a little squeeze, a little trigger, a little ball that you push, and it causes the carbon fiber hole to come out the bottom.
Okay.
And then you just push it back up when you're done.
Okay.
The only thing I would say is the mounting hardware that goes on your risers is a little bulky.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if that goes into the total weight either. I don't know if the weight they gave us is just the pole itself, because that's carbon fiber.
Right.
But it was interesting. And as a bow fisher, I might look into that for bow fishing for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, that's it looks goofy, but I can definitely see the functionality in it.
That's the first response we had was that looks goofy. Yeah. And then they got to talking to the guys and we're like, oh, okay, I understand. I get this.
Yeah.
This isn't as dumb as I thought.
Yeah. You know where I could see something like this working is hunting turkeys from the ground. Like on a smaller scale where the bow's closer to the ground. But, you know, because there's so much movement involved in drawing a compound bow where this might be able to, you know, you're resting it and your shoulder won't fatigue as early. You could probably hold back just a little bit longer as the turkey's coming in or something like that.
Yeah, I definitely could see some. I mean, you'd have to practice with it for sure. Right.
Right.
Because I could see you like, you know, drawing back, dropping it, and then you're too tall. So you can't get down to where your animal is. I could see that being a problem. But,
right.
The innovation section this year, honestly, was pretty small. But really cool little product like that tree sticks that I just talked about earlier, that was in the innovation system area. So you're talking about, and those broadheads and what I just told you about the bow rest, those are all in the innovation area.
Yeah.
So if you go to ATA and you don't check that out, I would highly recommend going to that innovation area, because it's, you know, new companies who are trying to make a name for themselves, and some of them are really cool things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was one though, I got to kind of make fun of.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I see the functionality in it in certain situations, but I still had to laugh.
Okay.
There was a product there called the Pisser, and it's called the Pisser.
Okay.
The Pisser. And it is basically a collapsible bottle to piss in when you're up in your tree stand or anywhere else.
People are still doing that?
Yep. Yeah. I just sky piss. But maybe I'm doing something wrong.
Are you kidding? Like, it's 2024. Don't you think people by now would know that the impact your urine has on a whitetail is probably close to zero? Like, I would think, unless you're pissing on them while they're there, you know what I mean? Like, unless you're in the tree stand peeing while the deer is downwind of you or something like that. That to me is okay. Cool. It's something new for the industry to talk about, but honestly, who pees in a bottle anymore, man? I just don't. After all the stuff that comes out and how what was it that I read? It's like 10 minutes after you piss, the smell of it's
just ammonia.
It's just like it's urine. So like deer, it may smell different to us out of a bottle. Like if I took coyote pee and I took deer pee, I could smell the difference in them. But if you peed in some dirt and came back the next day and sniffed it, you probably couldn't tell any difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. And somebody's like, well, I could see it like in the truck, you know, for his long road trips.
Long road trips, yeah.
I just pissed with the door open, you know, and if I had to. But the only issue I had with it, you know, it was straight innovative, obviously. Mm-hmm. Who hasn't thought about a bottle to piss in, right? Mm-hmm. Wow. The only issue I had with it was they didn't make it in a small size. So, you know, not made for me. Unfortunately,
I would have thought that this joke was going the opposite way, and you would have said something like, "Hey, they don't have a Magnum version of this pisser."
My mom has never called me a liar. That's all I'm saying, you know.
That's funny.
But you know, it was funny. I mean, I didn't take that one super seriously. You know, I hope I don't piss nobody off with that. You know, I didn't see the there's always something there that you're like, I don't quite get that one. Yeah. But there was, like I said, there was some really cool things. Some other companies. Oh, who's that one guy? He made a cool strap for around the tree. It's called a strap system, but I don't remember the name of the company. I didn't grab his card or anything.
Hang accessories on?
Yeah, like it's made for like all of your stuff, and it's got like different cords. It actually looks a lot like the tethered his strap.
Oh yeah,
the strap itself, but then the attachments that he's got are different.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool. He won an award, I think, for it.
Okay.
And then, I'm trying to think of like some other stuff we saw. You know, there's some other companies there that aren't specifically related to archery, mm-hmm. which I thought was, you know, kind of nifty. Fox Pro was there. And they were there last year too, and they got some, you know, we're big coyote hunters, so we enjoyed seeing that because we get to see some of their new calls and some of their you know, things they got coming out.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun, and you can kind of,
well, they're
break away a little bit.
Yeah, they're crossover products, right? So whenever I go into a bow shop, it's going to be hunting related for the most part, right? Or like, let's say the mom and pops, the one that I'm thinking about, the one that I went to growing up, it had archery equipment there, but it also had, like you said, coyote calls. It had range finders there. It had, you know, some boots, some camo, things like that. Crossover products that, you know, the people are going to be in, they're going to want those types of products in that same store anyway.
Yeah. I'll tell you the thing that surprised me the most, and this might've been the same last year, dude, I bet there were 15 different blind companies there.
Yeah.
Every time I turned around, there was another blind. And I don't feel like it was that way, you know, before. But there were blinds all over the place this year. We got in a couple of them, you know, and played around. And
yeah,
there were blinds all over the place.
Yeah.
Which there's obviously a market for it because my dump.
I don't know.
Getting out of the elements, but just they were all over.
Yeah. But just imagine for a second, everything. Do you think it is easier to set up a ground blind or easier to set up a hang on tree stand? So do you think it is easier to set up a ground blind or easier to set up a hanging tree stand? Hang on tree stand.
Depending on the ground blind, I would say a ground blind.
Yeah. So
especially like, have you seen the hub style ones, like the soft styles?
You have to build them and put them together.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the soft, like the canvas style ground blinds.
Yeah.
They make a hub one now that you just pull.
Oh yeah.
And boom, it's done.
Yeah.
And I set one up for the boys this year to hunt out of, my sons, and it took me 5 freaking minutes.
Yeah.
So now if you're talking about like a redneck or something like that are high class, high end, definitely a tree stand.
Yeah. And so this just kind of reiterates the fact that hunting is becoming, and the products and the direction, everything just seems to be getting easier, right? Products to make it easier, right? Hence why crossbows are, you know, I'm not going to, like, shooting a crossbow, and I've shot a crossbow before, but I've never really sighted one in, but I'm assuming it's much easier than sighting in a bow, okay? And so everything just seems, the direction that we're going is products to make hunting easier. And maybe that's how it's always been, but I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like that's the direction of everything these days, cell cams.
Yeah, but you could, sure. But you could also look at it like it's making it easier so that you can work harder too, mm-hmm. right?
Maybe.
Like the whole saddle thing. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to go to a pre-stand tree that I already have a tree stand in and go hunting.
Yep.
But these companies like Trophy Line and Latitude and Cruiser and, the big one, Tethered, they all are making it easier for me to freaking run and gun and go deep and get in there.
Yeah.
It's more work for me to do that than it is just to go sit in the stand that's 200 yards up the bridge because I got a stand in there.
Yeah.
But it's easier to do it now, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
There's other products that are made more making it easier to be comfortable. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We got in a redneck blind and it's like a house. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And would I buy one? F yeah, I would. Those are really cool.
Yeah.
I've got some sons that I'm taking rifle hunting now. It would be cool to not be freezing cold sitting on the ground, yeah. you know, when it's snowing or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, there's some products that are making it easier to make it easier. Like you said, a crossbow. I mean, I'm not going to totally run them down because there are some people that need to use them.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's no doubt that it's easier to shoot a deer with a crossbow than it is a compound bow.
Yeah.
So that does make it easier, sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's other products that I think are making it easier for you to work harder and do more to get some of those deer that other people aren't able to get on the ground.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what it's always about, though, making things better, yeah. you know, trying to make things better for anybody in the market. And
yeah.
some of those things aren't things that you and I might love as hardcore bow hunters.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the world I don't really care, honestly. Yeah. It is what it is.
Well, I definitely don't see the market going backwards, right? And being like, okay, here's a 25-pound hang-on tree stand that you need to use, right?
Nope. No one's
going
to see that happen.
Nobody's going back that direction. But I don't know. I just feel that, and maybe it's cultural, maybe it is just the way the world works, but I just feel that if you continue to make hunting so easy, then it loses its, I don't know, like when, like, I want to go do it because it gives me some kind of difficulty, like weightlifting or working out, extreme working out. I go do it because it's difficult, and if I can succeed at it, I grow as a person in some way, shape, or form. But if you make something like ultra easy, then I feel like the person doesn't, the value is, there's some kind of value loss there. And
yeah,
maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but I don't know. That's just a gut reaction that I have.
Well, none of us really do, right? But it's, you can take it as a different challenge.
Yep.
So, you know, there's more Toms and Joes and Harrys and Marys out there in the woods effing with my deer. So it's a harder thing for me now. It's more of a challenge.
Yep.
For me to kill deer I'm after, let's say. Mm-hmm. It's harder for me to get freaking property to hunt at. Yep. It's harder for me to do everything because it's easier for people to get into hunting.
Yeah.
You know, which one is the bad thing?
Right.
Is it bad that more people are getting into hunting, or is it bad that it's easier for them to get into hunting, so it makes it harder on you? Is that bad or is that good? Mm-hmm. I mean, you could tell, I might say it's bad, But then a guy that just got into hunting last year because of crossbows and because of, you know, a blind being easy to set up, let's say, he might say, no, I think it's great.
Yeah.
We're both right. Yep. You know, it's kind of depends on like your,
it's
your
personal
point of view of it.
Yeah. It's personal. You know? Yeah. It's a personal thought.
Yeah. We're all purists. Like I'm a purist when it comes to that. I like to work for my deer. I like to shoot deer the right way. I don't want to, you know, be whatever, but dude, there's dudes out there listening to you and me right now that shoot trad bows that call us.
Yeah, you're right.
You're
100% right. Yeah. Any other products that you want to touch base on?
You know, there was all kinds of cool stuff, but those are the main ones I kind of thought were pretty nifty. Okay. I listed out everything that I thought was pretty cool. The bow spider, once again, was interesting. I still haven't bought it, but man, that bow spider looks pretty nifty.
What's the bow spider?
Oh, I'm going to give this guy the bow spider. It's just like a little round thing that you can clip on your belt on your back. Yeah.
Slide the bow right in.
And yeah. The last one I want to talk about is the Spy High mounting system. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It was there last year too.
Yeah. It was a different Spy High mounting system for trail cameras. I don't know if this is the same person or if this is a different company or because this was several years ago. We went to a trade show and this was there was a product similar to this. Now, I don't know if it was called Spy High, but I think what happened was someone bought it off the original owner at the show that first year. And then I think what happened, I'm not 100% sure. Well, long story short, right, it screws a mounting bracket into – oh, this one even has a a cordless drill attachment. So you don't actually have the original one. You just had to
had to screw it.
Yeah, you had to twist the pole. Now on this one, it looks to me like there's a the cordless drill spins the tubing.
Yep. I took a video of him doing it. Yeah, I took a video of him doing it and that's exactly what he did. I don't have it anymore on my phone or I would have showed you. But he just stuck it up there, screwed it from down here, screwed it in, stuck the camera on it and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm a fan of like quirky products, you know, like things that aren't like mainstream that are just kind of interesting. I tend to gravitate towards those booths and just watch them do their thing.
Yep.
There was another company, small company out of Alabama that sells this thermocell looking deal, but it's powered by a battery instead of like butane or whatever the hell that is.
Yep.
It's a battery pack that you can also use to charge your phone with too. And it's like this big instead of a big ass thermocell. That was kind of cool. Like I enjoy the, I don't remember the name of them, but I enjoy the kind of the new quirky stuff.
Yeah.
Will I ever use that Spy High mounting system? Probably not.
Yeah.
But if I started having a bunch of trail cameras stolen, maybe I look into getting that so I don't have to take a ladder or whatever out to the tree to hang my cameras. Maybe it's something, you know. Yeah. There's probably a market for it for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm public land guys. Right? The guys who are...
Yeah, although you're screwing into a tree. That's the only thing that throws me off. I didn't think you're supposed to be able to do that.
I don't think. In certain states, you can't.
Yeah. But he said something about that, but he's like, but they don't say anything about branches. So I'm like, whatever. I mean, I'm not a public land guy that's throwing cameras out there, so I don't know the rules.
Yeah.
Or the gray area, but... it's not a bad idea. That's for sure. I've seen stupider things. That's
right.
I mean, that is not even a dumb idea. It's actually pretty inventive if you think of it.
Yeah.
You absolutely. Can put a camera in a tree from the ground. That's pretty nifty.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Nate, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on this short notice. And so thanks for reviewing the ATA show for me this year. That's it, man.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
look out for our show. I don't know when this one's coming out, but look out for our show next week. We're going to do an ATA recap about more than just products, just kind of all of it. But we'll be having one on our show here next week too.
Yeah, Missouri Woods and Water, and your guys' podcast launches on Tuesdays. Yep. So next Tuesday it'll be up and running. All right. Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, buddy.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.